It took me about 30 years, well, even longer, 35 years to start to get a handle on playing the clawhammer style. Very first banjo lessons I ever took when I was 14, I guess, was in that style. I just couldn't get it. And then 30 years, 35 years later, whatever, I started getting a handle on it. And a tune like that, you're supposed to play for about 10 minutes. And it's kind of, you just get so deep into it, it's kind of this zen sort of thing. Which is great for the players, you know, get a guitar and a fiddle and a banjo and mandolin maybe playing together, or two fiddles, two banjos, whatever, just kind of playing unison like that. But it's not always that much fun for the listener on the outside. Some people say, old time music, it's better than it sounds. I know what you're saying.
A tune by Libba Cotton right now, Elizabeth Cotton, who wrote Freight Train, the folk anthem. And she started life as a banjo player in a sense. The story goes that when she was a little girl, maybe 12 years old, she was hanging around the house and her brother was a banjo player and had a banjo sitting in the closet. And at one point her whole family went out for lunch or something. She stayed home. And while they were gone, she went into the closet and took the banjo out, took the case out, opened up the case, started messing with it, knocked over the bridge, broke all the strings, put it back in the case, and put it back in the closet, pretended like nothing had happened. And then went on to play guitar for the next 40 years. And but she recorded for Smithsonian Folkways, well, Folkways Records. Today it's called Smithsonian Folkways, and it has some beautiful albums on there, mostly guitar music, but a little bit of banjo on there. And she played in a left-handed style. I'd like to demonstrate that to you right now. Oh, well, no. I'll try it this way, it's safer. And she lived in Syracuse, New York for her last years, which is where I'm from originally, and I could sort of kick myself for never having gone over and talked to her. But she won a Grammy when she was 90 years old, which is pretty amazing. So I'm going to do two tunes that come from these Folkways recordings, pretty much in her style, as close as I could get it anyway. And this is a Libba Cotton medley.